They can devour a hippo, bones and all, in a minute. Is that so? The river grew wilder. The dead pirates and the wounded who had not gotten aboard boats and away vanished. Broken and burning boats and driftwood went down piscine gullets. At least the needle teeth gave it the heroic try. Once I was convinced the crew would participate in wreaking their own salvation next time, I went and had me a powwow with my tame wizards. The second attack came at night. This time those guys were serious. Their earlier ass-kicking had them feeling no prisoners mean. We had plenty of warning, of course. Goblin and One-Eye were on the job. It was in another narrow place, and this time they had a boom across to catch and hold us. I screwed them up by having anchors dropped when Goblin detected the boom. We stopped 200 yards above the heart of the trap. We waited. Goblin, One-Eye, you guys set. We had our surprises. Ready, Mom. Cletus, you on the Dolphin.
Yes, sir.
We had not used that before. Otto, I don't hear that goddamned pump. What the hell is going on back there?
I'm looking for the crew guys now, Croaker.
All right. They wanted to chicken out again, eh? Hope they could buy off the pirates by not resisting. Mergen, dig that barge boss out of his hiding hole. I knew where he was. I want him up here. One-Eye, I need your pet.
Soon as he gets back from scouting...
Frogface showed first. He was telling me that every adult male in the swamp was out there when Mergen brought the barge master to me, whimpering in a hammerlock. As the first pirate arrows fell, I said, "Tell him he goes over the side if his people aren't on the job in 2 minutes, and that I'll keep throwing guys out till I get what I want." I meant what I said. The message got through. I heard the pumps begin squeaking and clinking when Mergen and I were getting set to see how far we could throw a man. The arrow fall picked up. It was ill-directed and did no harm, but its only purpose was to keep our heads down. There was a big outbreak of cussing and caterwauling yonder when Goblin tested a favorite gimmick from his White Rose days, a spell that started every insect in a small area noshing on the nearest human flesh. The whoop and holler died quickly. Test fulfilled. Question answered. They had somebody capable of undoing trivial witcheries. One-Eye was supposed to sneak along to spot the guy responsible if one turned up, so he and Goblin could gang up and nail his hide to the nearest cypress. The arrow fall stopped, and speak of the devil, here came One-Eye.
"Big trouble, Croaker. That guy over there is a heavyweight. I don't know what we can do about him."
"Do what you can. Blindside him. Did you notice? The arrows stopped. There was a lot of carrying on in the swamp to cover the sounds of oars."
"Right."
One-Eye ran to his place. A point of pink light soared upward. I donned the crocodile head Goblin had fixed. It was time for the show. Half of winning a battle is showmanship. The pink point grew up fast and shed light on the river. There must have been 40 boats sneaking toward us. They had extended their croc-hide protection in hopes of shedding firebombs. I was glowing and breathing fire. Bet I made a hell of a sight from over there.